Trade groups for the recording industry and computer hardware and software manufacturers have announced they will work together to fight digital piracy, NPR's Neda Ulabi reports.
Representatives from the Business Software Alliance and the Computer Systems Policy Project held a press conference yesterday with the Recording Industry Association of America. Hillary Rosen is chair of the RIAA. She said it's been a struggle to get all of the different trade groups to agree on ways to block digital copying of material.
I didn't say we can control everybody. I just said we can control ourselves.
Hardware and software manufacturers have long argued that copyright protection technology embedded in their products is cumbersome, pricey, and ultimately impractical. But the music and technology industries do agree that they don't want government intervention, specifically legislation mandating a technological solution to piracy. Ken Kay is the executive director of the Computer Systems Policy Project.
A government technology mandate won't solve the problem of online piracy. And it poses such a threat to the future of the digital economy and the digital consumer that tech mandates must be rejected.
But not everyone in the entertainment industry agrees with this position. The Motion Picture Association of America was not part of yesterday's coalition.
The first reason we're not involved, we weren't asked.
Jack Valenti is head of the MPAA. He says his organization is involved in talks with technology companies to solve the problem of copying films, but if those talks don't work, he's all for government intervention.
When you have millions of people that are bringing down movies free of charge, there's no business model that you can possibly construct that can compete with free. We have to find some way to protect these movies, and I think these talks can produce it, but if they can't, we're going to have to find some other way, either some technological resolution or find the government regulatory resolution or something.
Valenti does not expect a legislative solution to his concerns this session, but Congressman Rick Boucher, a Virginia Democrat, does plan to introduce legislation that would challenge some provisions of a 1998 law he says is bad for consumers.
There is a law called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that says that they cannot bypass a technical protection measure that guards access to that copyrighted work, even if the purpose of the bypass is what we call fair use rights, meaning the right to use an incidental amount of copyrighted material for a purely personal use.
I don't know whether you know this, but you can't fast forward through the previews on a lot of DVDs.
Joe Krause co-founded a consumer advocacy group called DigitalConsumer.org that he says has almost 50,000 members. His organization opposes the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA.
The DMCA makes it illegal for the DVD player to ignore the must-watch instructions placed on the DVD when you watch those previews. Same goes with copy-protected CDs. We've created an imbalance in the law whereby lots of legal activity is prohibited in an effort to prevent illegal activity.
Krause says the good news from yesterday's press conference was the agreement between the record industry and hardware and software manufacturers that technological mandates are a bad idea. But he says the government does have a role in striking a balance between copyright holders and the rights of private citizens. Neda Ulabi, NPR News, Washington.